Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with a special podcast. Today, Pooya Zambakili and I, of course, Pooya hosts our 90-day fiancé wrap-up, talking about the hot mess express of everything happening over on TLC on 90 Day Fiancé. Today, we are going to talk with the stars of another TLC show. If you happen to watch the show Smothered, you will definitely recognize the two people that we are going to be speaking with today. They are Cher and Dawn, and they are two of the stars of Smothered. They are mother and daughter, and they are also best friends, and their life is explored in great detail on the TV show Smothered. They've got some stuff going on. They reached out and said, hey, could we come on the podcast and talk about what we are up to? And so I thought that this would be a fun opportunity. You can watch the video of this up on our YouTube channel of us talking with Cher and Dawn from Smothered. So that's what's going on here today. So let's bring in the stars of Smothered, Cher and Dawn. All right, Rob Cesternino here with the host of the 90 Day Fiancé Wrap-Up, Pooya Zambakili. And Pooya, very excited to have the stars, in my opinion, of the hit TLC series Smothered. We have Cher and Dawn Hupshur are here to talk with us. Cher and Dawn, how are you?
Hi, we're so excited to be here.
Yes, so nice to get the chance to talk to you. Of course, that Smothered is another one of the great shows on TLC and a show that I've recently gotten familiar with so that we can talk to you about it. But can you explain what Smothered is for anybody who doesn't know?
Yes. Well, it's been around for four seasons, so hopefully you have heard of it. But basically, it's about mother and daughter duos who are super close. I guess they say over the top closeness. My mom is my best friend, and it's actually really funny. We applied for the show before we even knew it was going to be called Smothered. They were just casting for mothers and daughters who are best friends. And we're like, well, my mom's definitely my best friend. And then we found out it was going to be called Smothered, and we're like, oh no, are we actually that smothering?
We don't think we're smothering.
But when we watch it back, we realize.
Maybe we are.
Maybe a little much.
Yeah. Pooya, that I know you've seen so much about Smothered in watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a new show for me diving into as well as far as TLC goes. But I've had a great time just, you know, watching clips of yours from various seasons that you've been on. And I actually watched the latest episode this morning. And it's been quite an adventure you've been on this fourth season. How has it been, your journey, you know, being on now versus when you first started? Has it changed any?
You know, they've just been, they've shown so much of my life. I feel like I was pregnant when we first started filming. I got to tell my mom I was pregnant on national TV, which was amazing.
And every time I watch that back, I cry because that was just so incredible to hear it all over again, the way she told me that she was pregnant. It was like the most exciting thing ever.
And then I was not only pregnant, I gave birth on TV. Mm-hmm. I had my daughter. Now my daughter's 3 years old.
Yes.
Lived in New York for 6 years and they filmed us through New York and now our big move to Florida. So they've definitely been with us through so many ups and downs and, you know, amazing times in our life. So I think one of the coolest parts for us is getting to watch back like different moments in our life that are just so special. And also hard.
Yes.
Also hard. We have to rewatch like the fights that we have between mm-hmm. us. And that's not easy because you want to be able to put that stuff behind you, but then having to rewatch it back sometimes is hard and triggering
so
as well.
True.
Mm-hmm. But you two have such an incredible relationship that, you know, you get along so well. You seem like you truly enjoy each other's company so much. And I think that that's really incredible for so many of us who are either not as close with our parents or our kids. What kind of response do you normally get from people?
You know, yeah, we get a lot of questions in our DMs of people being like, how do you get so, like, how are you guys so close? And how did you create that mother-daughter relationship? And, you know, my mom is just really my best friend. I tell her everything. You know, she's been there with me at my worst. She's seen me at my best and supported me through it. And so I feel lucky for that.
We want to show other mothers and daughters that you can have a close relationship. It doesn't have to be like ours, but as long as they have a close relationship. And that's why we actually wrote a book, A Bond That Lasts Forever, to show people how, you know, there are ups and downs. There's nothing perfect in a relationship, but as long as you get through it and you get closer, and we show how we got closer and how we created our bond and how they can create their bond.
Mm-hmm. And like some people might say, like, you're just too close, but we personally feel like you shouldn't have to feel that you're too close with your mom or too close with your daughter. You know, it's a blessing to have them in your life and you should appreciate that. So that's just our opinions on it. But it's been great, like, connecting with so many people who watch the show. I mean, there's always going to be people that there's a lot of trolls out there as well who will write really mean comments. Like, you guys,
we don't talk to those people. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Dawn, get a life. And it's like, well, I like having her in my life. And so, you know, there's always going to be that. But we're happy. And as long as, you know, we're happy in the relationship, then I feel like that's what really matters.
And I feel if you can get one other mother and daughter to have a good bond, to have that relationship.
Just to pick up a call, phone.
Right, and to pick up a phone or get closer, then we did something great. And it's never too late. You could start at any age to get close with your parents.
Now, how important do you think is dressing like your parent or your child to having that kind of close relationship?
Well, you know, life is about creating memories. I have two sons and then I had my daughter, and I've always said, oh, you know, like, it'll be fun to dress alike. And I love to shop. I'm a shopper. So I end up going shopping and I find something cute and I say, oh, I should get something similar for Cher. We never wear the exact same thing. It's always a little different to show our individuality.
Yeah.
So like right now we're wearing sweatshirts and like my mom's has white on it and mine has black. Mine's like a
very subtle. Yes.
Hers is a shirt. And so we always try to keep it a little different, but also the same, because it's so much fun just to like have this experience. I know it's so weird to some people, but we enjoy it. Yeah. And we're having fun with it. My mom and I created a clothing line called Twinning with Dawn and Cher, which is dropping this week. We're so excited. And
we actually designed everything from scratch.
And it's been
really
like my whole life to be able to do something like this. And so now to be able to do it with my mom is so cool. These outfits are from our collection, but it's so special.
So on it, we have like crop tops to show her belly. And of course me, not to show my belly at my age. So we have things.
Come on, Dawn. Yeah. Let me ask a question about the clothing line. Can I buy something solo, or is everything sold as a set?
No, you could buy everything solo, because I wear these things out by myself when I'm not with my mom, for sure. So you definitely don't have to have someone to twin with. But if you want to, it's extra fun, but you definitely don't need it.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
What about really good friends? Like, could Puya and I be twinning?
Totally. I can totally see you guys in these jackets, you know, these sweatshirts, like, hey. Mm-hmm. We do have actually a guy's line coming out during the holiday time for men. So that'll okay. be fun. We'll send you guys something.
Yes. Sounds good. Happy holidays, Rob.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Very good. Cause I've been wondering, like, maybe, like, you know, I have two sons, maybe me and I got to see if one of my sons might be up for maybe coordinating more.
There yeah. you go.
Or you tripled it, all three of you.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take those pictures and you create your memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a daughter now, so we say we're not twins anymore. Now we're triplets.
The triplets, yeah. So I know that's a big part of the show. That the show is so interesting. You know, I've gotten to see so many clips, and I see that there's always, great drama that happens on the show, especially between Jared, your husband, and, you know, where does he fit in? And does he always feel included in the different things that you all are doing? How do you navigate that in your marriage?
Yeah, you know, it's tough sometimes but my husband and I feel like we're very close. We just have a different bond than my mom. My mom just likes to be very involved. We've set a boundary though. This is our new thing that my mom's
a
not
new
allowed
thing.
To yes. My mom's not allowed. My mom and I talk all day long. Like, we're always texting. We're always on the phone, and we don't talk for like an hour at a time. We talk like a minute here, a minute there. She'll call me, hey, what are you doing? Like, it's really quick conversation. So we made a rule though, no talking on the phone with our mom or daughter during dinner time with our husbands, okay. because we want them to feel special. So we're trying to create some boundaries.
Yes, we try to give them undivided attention during that dinner time. But honestly, when Cher calls me, I do pick up.
I tell her, I'm like, stop, it's okay. I'm not helping.
Yeah, that must be not as tricky for you, Dawn, because it's our daughter. I feel like it but does your husband ever feel like, hey, when do I get to have my time with Cher?
More with me. So that's why during dinner, I really try to give it to him and not pick up the phone. But sometimes I do.
Got it.
She's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
My husband feel left out with the tripleting, because in reality, my daughter is definitely my husband's twin.
She looks like him. Yes.
It's so cute though. We love it. She's beautiful, blonde hair, blue eyes. She's so gorgeous. But she looks like him, but she'll dress like us.
Has a personality like us. Mm-hmm. But he feels included now because she does look like him.
How do you two feel about being on the reality TV show? Like, do you ever feel like that? Does that just like become like second nature to you at this point? Or does it ever get intrusive to have the reality cameras following you?
I think the hardest part is just like watching things back sometimes, because you have to understand they'll film for so much. Like, they film so many hours and so many different events in our life. And we don't know what's going to be aired until it airs. So we have no idea what the fans are going to see until I see it with them. So I think that's always tough, because you only see such a small bit of our lives. And usually it's like the most drama. So it always is a little like, oh no, like, here we go. Like, we got to buckle our seatbelts before each episode and take like a deep breath.
Sometimes those drama scenes you want to forget, and then they resurface again to mm-hmm. you. So that part's a little hard.
Now, Puya, I know, you know, from all of the, you know, 90 Day Fiance verse, you know, sometimes there are rivalries between the people that appear on the show, especially because everybody's commenting on all the different things that go on. Do you have good relationships with all of the other mother-daughter pairs, or has there ever been any feuds between you and anybody else that appears on the show?
It's interesting. We don't get to speak or meet the other mothers and daughters. Only maybe we'll comment and say nice picture on Instagram or TikTok, but we don't actually get to meet them. Yeah. We wish we did. We wish we had a reunion with all of us together. That would be really great. Yeah.
But you know what? We're hoping there's not going to be any feuds, because on Monday night, there's Smother Knows Best, which is our version of Pillow Talk, where we're going to get to tell our feelings about the other mother and daughter duos, and they're going to get to comment on our lives. So we're hoping no feuds start. It's always a little scary. They're like, what did you think of that episode? I'm like, what did I really think you want to know? And then you end up saying it, and then you forget that they're going to hear everything you're thinking and saying. So
maybe it's good that we don't get to speak to them.
Yeah. But it must be hard, because I think that, you know, most people agree that you two are the best pair that are on the show. So I think that the other couple, the other mother-daughter pairs, they probably get jealous of, you know, all of the attention that you two get.
Aw, thank you. That's very sweet.
We're just happy everyone has this like close relationship. It's cool that there's a place where people can go and watch other mothers and daughters that are close. And honestly, like, we're happy for them. And even though some things they do might be a little much, even in our eyes, like, they have that bond and that's special to them. So I think that's awesome. More power to them.
Does it ever make you upset if any of these other mothers comment on something that maybe you might have done, of like, oh boy, I don't think that Dawn should have done that. That was over the line.
I think last season on like Smothered His Best, we heard them talking, saying some things about us, and we're like, that wasn't very nice. Yeah. And now this season, we're going to be looking out for what they said to us. So we're more ready, more aware. Mm-hmm. But there hasn't been too many feuds, luckily. I think we're dealing more with like the internet trolls and like the people on the Facebook group.
Yeah, what's their problem? Why is it always the Facebook group?
I don't know, but they have a lot to say. Always nice. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see how it like started off nicer season one and gets progressively meaner and meaner every season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no. We're letting you in our lives even more. We're opening up our life more. And it's just like, you're also opening up your life for lots and lots of criticism,
right,
which is not always the easiest to hear.
To the haters.
Yeah. The haters. Would you say that your method of dealing with it, you're going through it with the lens of positivity? So if someone else came up to you and said, hey, we just started this show, we're getting a lot of nonsense from this Facebook group, how do we deal with that? What would your advice be to them?
Well, my advice is, if you're happy in your relationship and it works for you, which works for us, then I can't listen to someone that only doesn't really know me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like, hurt people. So I feel like you have to just realize, like, they're looking at, and they're only seeing a clip of our life. And if, like, I get it. Sometimes I'll see something on TV and I'm like, oh wow, like, mom, that came off really bad. Like, you know, and we talk about things and we're able to move on past it. And, you know, you just, as long as we're happy, I guess that's what it comes down to, is really authentically being happy in your relationship. Because if you are, then that outside, you know, sources aren't going to really get you down. They might be annoying to see and frustrating because you feel like they're judging you but don't really know you. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to like bring us down.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about, I understand that you two have a podcast as well. Can you tell us a little bit about Chattermouth, the podcast?
Yes. So yes, it's called Chattermouth Podcast, and
we're in season two of it now.
Yeah, we have so much fun. So the reason we kind of started the whole podcast is, you know, now that I have a daughter, my mom and I aren't having as much time to sit down and really just chat for long periods of time. And this gives us that opportunity to talk about everything and anything. We also wanted a place where other, you know, people can come and listen and hear motherly advice. Someone who's 62, someone who's 32, and just really get to know us on a deeper level behind the television screens.
And we named it Chattermouth because we chatter all the time and we have big smiles.
Mm-hmm. We're always, you guys have the biggest mouth. So we're like, you know what? Chattermouth works for us.
Exactly.
But it's so much fun because it's our opportunity and our time to talk about, like, hard topics sometimes. I'll talk about relationships and sex and, you know, marital advice. And then we interview some really big guests. But also we talk about like reality TV as well. Like I used to be on MTV's My Super Sweet 16 mm-hmm. and I was exiled. And we bring on, like I brought on other MTV's My Super Sweet 16ers to talk about their experience.
And it was so interesting to see the other Sweet 16ers' mm-hmm. point of view and perspective on it, which was so different than Cher's.
Right. Because yeah, like, and did she feel that it portrayed her in the right way? Did she feel that she was, you know, egged on to act like someone she was not? And we really get down to the nitty gritty with all of this.
The real tea comes out on the podcast.
The real tea comes out. So
I love to get down to the nitty gritty with all our guests. I mean, that's like the best.
Yeah. I'm sure you can relate.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the podcast descriptions that there was a single in the city. Let's get Grant's point of view. The love language quiz, 5 tips to spice up your love life. How Dawn overcame her biggest marital fight, and sex, love, and hairy balls. Oy vey.
Great about it too, our podcast, I feel, is that you get a 62-year-old point of view and a 32-year-old point of view, and sometimes we agree and sometimes we disagree.
Yes.
Or agree to disagree.
Okay, so there's something for everybody.
No filter. This woman has no filter.
That much we know. Yeah. Okay. Now, Dawn, that we talk a lot about Survivor on Rob Has a Podcast.
My husband's favorite show. He loves it. We watch
it. Well, I wanted to tell you about something that had happened on Survivor, not this season, but a couple seasons ago. There was a mother and daughter that they put on the same season of Survivor.
Wow. I think I saw it. I think, and one stayed on and one they kicked off.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion because the daughter voted out her mom on Survivor.
I don't know how she did that.
I wonder, did she ever forgive her?
She did forgive her, but sure, you would never do that, right?
Oh, we're a package deal. I mean,
we always have each other's back.
There can only be one winner though on Survivor.
Sure, but can you?
We would just make a
tree. That's not allowed. That's against the rules.
We came down to the very end, maybe, but not. That.
Yeah. Okay. What about The Amazing Race? Would you two ever do that?
That'd be so fun. Oh my gosh. No, because I'd be doing all the work. She would just be taking selfies.
It would be such a joke to watch us. Everyone would be laughing.
Well, you'd be good at like asking people for help. She'd be asking everyone else for help. Right. I'd be using like trying to figure it out on the math.
That's true. Mm-hmm. This is the athletic stuff. Too. Yeah. I like the sports stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When does another season of Smothered come back? Do we know?
To be continued. We'll see.
What if something exciting happens to you when it's not there? It's not the middle of the season.
I know. It's always the scary part. But you know what? We're very active on social media. So people can follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And we always are posting like our daily lives. So they'll see it there.
What are you all doing on TikTok?
We love making mother-daughter content and just having so much fun with it and making dances and acting skits and
fun. Dawn, for you, you're on the TikTok?
Yes, I'm on TikTok
too. She is too.
Okay. And all this stuff comes naturally for you too?
Yes, she's better on the content and the technology.
So I'm going to be real.
Truth, Cher.
The truth is she's very funny. She's like loves being in front of the camera, but she like doesn't even know how to open up the TikTok app. I'm like, I have to edit all her videos.
Okay.
It's so stressful on me. She'll be like, Cher, film me doing this. And then she's like, okay, here you go. I'm like, thanks. Yeah. So I have all her passwords.
I like doing it. I just don't like putting it on. And the technology is like,
it's a lot. Yes. Okay.
No, I know. It's not that bad.
Well, you two are so fun to talk about. Congratulations on all the success with all the shows. Is there one central place that people should go to see everything you're doing?
Yeah, I think if you just, if you go to chattermouthpodcast.com, you can find more information about our podcast. But if you follow us on Instagram, I think that's probably the best place. I'm at ShareHubshare and my mom is at Dawn.Hubshare. So definitely follow. It's, you know, it's so fun just to connect with people who watch the show or are interested in creating that mother-daughter relationship.
So, okay. All right. Well, thank you both. Pooja, anything else for Cher or Dawn?
No, just thanks for coming on and giving us a little bit more insight to what goes on behind the scenes. I'm excited to see what comes next.
Oh, well, thank you so much
for having me.
Good luck at Smothered Knows Best this weekend. Hope it doesn't get too crazy.
Thank you. And then Twinning with Dawn and Cher, you can check out our mother-daughter matching clothing line.
Yes. Okay. All right. Start my holiday shopping soon. All right. Cher and Dawn, thank you both so much. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Cher and Dawn from Smothered. Of course, very fun to hear what they have going on. Of course, be sure to check out what Pooja has going on every week over on the 90 Day of Fiancé Rehab Up, which is covering another wild group hanging out over on TLC. That's every week in our 90 Day Fiancé Rehab Up feed. That's at robiswebster.com/90-day-feed. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.